Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rick McNulty in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. We are with a legend of Holland, if you will, or somebody very famous over there and looking to make her way here in America. Her name is Jana Schraw. Welcome to Austin, Jana.
Thank you. Well pronounced, by the way.
Well, thank you. I speak a little bit of Dutch. I can tell you I'm sorry and that you're very sweet.
Oh, yeah?
You ben so lief.
Oh, yeah.
Heet spijt me.
Okay.
Well, more or less. I'm working on it.
That's good. Hmm.
And anyway, you were here for South by Southwest. You've been in the States since the middle of February or so. How are you liking it?
I love it. I just don't want to go back, especially with all the bombings at the airports Europe right now. I kind of like not look forward to go back.
Well, we have an extra bedroom at my house.
Okay, great. I'll stay.
You're welcome. But you have to sing for your supper every so often.
All right. All right. I'll do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jana, why don't you play a song for us, and we'll go from there.
Okay, cool. This song is called Little Bamboo.
Shaky hands and brittle bones, dressing up before the show. The sequins of my dress are on the floor. I know that you won't break so soon. Strength is hiding in the root. I am trying to find that too. If only you knew I am holding on to you. 'Cause I have never learned to bend like you do. If only you knew how much I look up to you. Little bamboo, firm and solid, safe and sound, standing steadily on the ground. But if I fall, I won't bounce back. I know that I'll break someday. Strength is something I portray. I will never show my cracks. If only you, I am holding on to you. 'Cause I have never learned to bend like you do. If only you knew how much I look up to you. Shaky hands and brittle bones, dressing up before the show.
That's beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jana Schraw. That was Little Bamboo, right here on KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. That was breathtaking, your vocals. That's
thank you.
That's really good. That's lovely. And I should mention that Wayne Sutton is on the acoustic guitar, for those of you keeping score at home. Well, Jana, I understand you've worked with some interesting people. M. Ward.
Yeah.
Did you write some songs with him?
That was my plan, but he didn't have much time. So when he went to Amsterdam, I emailed him. I met him 2 years before, and I was emailing him a lot saying, hey, hi, how are you doing? Because we had like one night at a bar, like after the show he did with She and Him. And eventually he said, yes, let's do it. And then I chose one of his songs because I knew that he was going to play that.
Smart.
And it didn't take him very long. And we just had one session at a studio in Amsterdam. And
excellent.
It's on my first solo album.
All right. Did you see him when he was in town here?
No, I didn't see him.
Ah.
No, I keep missing him everywhere. It's like, I didn't know.
He's right where you're sitting right now, just
amazing.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, aww. I love his style so much. Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite talented. You also work with Crack and Smack.
Yeah.
Who I think are awesome.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They're crazy guys.
Yeah, they are. They are. I'm still glad they're doing it. And Solomon Burke?
Yeah, that was just a once-in-a-lifetime experience in a beautiful concert hall in Amsterdam. I did a duet with him.
Oh, man, that must have been beautiful.
Yeah, he sat down, of course, because that's what he did. Like, he sat on a throne, like sort of a king's
throne. He sits down a performer, he did.
Yeah. And I was just like this white little, pole next to him. It looked ridiculous, but it was really nice doing that.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, you were in a band over in Holland called Room 11.
Yes.
They did some great big things. They went platinum, gold, all of that. And then you stepped out to go solo, and you've released a new album over there called Ponzo.
Yes.
And I've heard some tracks off it, and it's great.
Thank you.
Really. It's excellent.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the album.
And right now you're looking around for maybe getting a release here in the States.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, if you put so much energy and love into an album and you release it in Holland, then it's just you're done within 3 months, if you've seen every city in Holland because it's so small.
Right.
You just want to go abroad. But it's quite difficult for Dutch people to go abroad in Europe because of all the languages. And every country has its own, like, a little band structure and musical scene. So I just, when I was invited for South by Southwest, I thought, yeah, let's do it. I mean, if not now, then whenever.
Then when, Oh, that's as good a shot as any. And you've, like I said before, you've spent more than a month here in the States. You were in New Orleans, Nashville, and you came here.
Yeah.
And you just worked out west in West Texas. Tell us about this. This is kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, well, I just applied to this website. It's called workaway.com. And it's just sort of a dating site between, farmers or ranches and who look for volunteers. I had a really weird thing in my mind when I thought I go to the States, I go to South by Southwest, that's 1 week. And then I just found out I had another week of nothing. And I really like Austin. It's one of the best cities I've been in the US. But after a while, you've kind of like seen the barbecue and you've seen the, that stuff and a lot of beer at South by as well.
Sure.
So I thought I'd just go somewhere nice, like in the countryside. And I went to Mason. It's the vineyard is called Robert Clay Vineyard, and the people were so nice, and we just ate at their house, and all I did was for 3 days was just pruning the vineyards.
Yeah,
and it was kind of like doing this meditational. Sometimes people pay a lot of money to go and sit somewhere and walk around, and be silent. But that's what you do over there. You're just one with the wind and some accidental sheep that just it's really nice. And I saw the sunrise and sundown. And
oh, that's lovely.
Sundown.
Sunset.
Hello, I'm from Holland. Yes.
And there was probably a frost out there. Did they have any
bonfires?
Yeah,
oh, that was amazing. I just came in on the right day because of the frost. We had to burn like all these fires, and I made a little film there as well, because it was so beautiful. We made like 14 fires, and we had to burn them like at 5 a.m. But everybody was awake until I was sleeping for 4 hours maybe. But then we all were awake and had to, get the fires burning to make the land not freeze.
Oh.
I just made a little film, so I'll probably put one of the songs that we'll play next. It's called Good Now, but I'll put it under the film.
Oh, cool.
Sooner or later.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's hear that song now. You're listening to Yana Schraw on KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. Again, just beautiful. So lovely to hear on this afternoon. It's Yana Schraw along with Wayne Sutton on guitar here on KUTX 98.9. Ponzo is her new album. And again, you're looking for a label, hopefully somewhere here in the States, to put it out.
Yeah.
Excellent. I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that.
I hope so. And otherwise, I'll call you and sleep on your couch. There was a...
You got a whole room. We got an extra room. Really. Yeah, the dog will sleep in the bed with you if you don't mind.
That's okay.
He's friendly. Right. You've got it on KUTX 98.9. I want to thank Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for engineering in the booth. I want to thank you for coming to Austin and really, I'm glad you dig it here because it's a beautiful town.
I love
town.
It. I mean, there are bike lanes here. I mean, I've been riding my bike in LA, for example, and people looked at me like I was wearing a dress. I'm used to wearing a dress and cowboy boots at home and then ride a bike. But people looked at me like, what are you doing without your helmet and without your special biking clothes and everything? But over here, people don't look weird at you when you ride a bike. No. So I like this.
That's right. In Amsterdam, it's primarily bikes.
Yeah.
When I was there, it was just piled with bikes. Yeah, there was like barely any room for cars.
Bikers, I could go out of my way. I'm a biker.
I always love that. Sorry.
Cyclist.
Sorry. All right. Well, anyway, again, Yana will have a song online at KUTX.org. You can download it if you go there, probably by Monday or so, or who knows, maybe it'll be up today. Anyway, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. So nice.
All right. We're going to throw it back to the booth and Elizabeth McQueen here on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.